something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
It's Donovan's new game show, What Are You?
We play the top five Go To Your Room jams.
Plus, Timbo is uploading this potty from the Olympic Games on Olympic Wi-Fi. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
What the heck? What's that noise?
Well, I don't know, Grant. Oh. You're the one that wanted to open a bed and breakfast, so I guess it's up to you to go down and see what it is.
It's 5 o'clock.
I know that. I have eyes. I can see.
All right, I'm going to go down and check it out.
Well, good morning, sleeping beauties.
I guess you want some breakfast. You know it's 5 a.m., don't you?
You know, if you sleep in, the whole world will pass you by.
Oh, wow. What time do you normally get up?
Well, if it's the weekend, 3:15. Most weekdays, I'm up by 2.
Well, let me get you some coffee, then.
Well, you got enough beauty sleep, did you?
I certainly did. I only went to bed at about 12:30.
What are you staying up for? Nothing good happens in the world after the sun goes down. You're just asking for trouble.
Here's some coffee.
Do you know what I could really go for?
What's that?
Got any sausages?
Oh, really? Okay, let me,
I don't even want them eggs or none of that bacon. Just get me some sausages.
All right. Let me fry some up here for you, buddy.
Do you have a second?
When I'm finished the sausages.
Have a seat.
What's that?
Have a seat. Take a load off your feet. I was hoping to do some sightseeing around here today. Any suggestions?
Well, I mean, we're not far from the CN Tower. That's something you should check out.
That won't be anything I'll be seeing anytime soon. I'm afraid of heights.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the museum, the ROM is around the corner. Do you like dinosaurs and stuff like that?
I mean, no more than the next fella.
Well, what kind of things do you like to see?
You know, I actually like seeds. Seeds? Like plant seeds and watermelon seeds.
Oh, you like seeds. Oh, okay.
Seeds. What'd you think I said?
You know what, Seamus? I forgot your name again. Seamus, what's your last name?
Seamus Sharpinsons.
Seamus Sharpinsons?
Is my accent that bad?
No, I mean...
Seamus Sharpinsons.
How many... So you're a fisherman, correct?
Yeah, I've been owning a fish. Have a love affair with the sea. You folks call that lake the body of water, but where I come from, that's the puddle.
And where is it you're from?
I'm from Saskatchewan, Newfoundland.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just
that's
outside
nice.
Of Seasies.
Way up there, huh?
Oh, no, it's down.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, down south.
It is?
It is, is it?
Well, I mean, seeds, but...
Do you know where? Have you ever been to Newfoundland before?
I have. I loved it there. It was a beautiful place.
Do you know where Gnan is?
Gnan?
Gnan.
Gnarn?
Like the chocolate. Gnan.
Gnong?
Gnan.
Gnang?
Like how you Gnan. Gnan.
Gnan.
Yeah, it's just south of Gnan.
Okay. But you fish a lot there.
Oh, yeah, we fish for codfish. Used to be.
Did you catch a lot?
Well, caught a lot of colds.
Went
fishing for compliments.
Maybe you'd like to go see a film, a movie, perhaps.
First, you got any more sausages?
Yeah, here's another little bit for you. Maybe
I'd take a dozen of them. Because it's probably going to be my only meal of the day if it's anything like fishing.
Maybe you'd like an IMAX picture then.
What Jesus is this IMAX picture?
Well, you wouldn't believe it. You sit back in the chair and you look up and the whole roof of the place is the screen of the...
I'll tell you what I wouldn't mind seeing.
What's that?
Is that the Science Center? Is that where the ball is where your hair goes up?
Yeah, that's it, right? Yeah, for sure. That's only
What's
about...
What's that called? The hair ball or what is that?
The Science Center.
Yeah, with the hair, where the hair ball. You put your hands on it and stick your hair right up?
Yeah, you put your hand on the ball... and then your hair stands up.
What do they want for that?
Well, I don't think you can buy it.
No, but to get in the hair ball, what do they want for that?
Oh, like $20, maybe?
Screaming Jesus! Who has that kind of money to make their hair stand up?
Even well, you're in Toronto now. You got to understand. That's expensive here. It's not like...
It was expensive to get here on the bus, I'll tell you that much.
Well, you're paying a pretty hefty price for this bed and breakfast.
No kidding.
You know how much those sausages are?
What, like a bed and sausage?
No, there's...
Yeah, it is. All I'm getting is sausages and a cup of tea.
But do you know how much those sausages cost?
I don't freaking know. What's the markup on them suckers?
Well, they're $21. $21. You ate 12 of them.
Well, you probably get them cheaper by the dozen.
Well, this is a kitchen here.
I don't know what kind of outfit you're running, but that's highway robbery.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Great Lakes! That's a lot of money.
This guy. I feel like I've done a disservice to all of the East Coast of Canada. Here's how it started.
It's Fisherman Guy.
Fisherman Guy, Seamus. Here's how it started. I was telling you just before we started about the fact that tomorrow I start doing my version of the audiobook. Yeah. And as has been well documented by now, I had a couple of teeth pulled, so I have a temporary clicky until I get my implants. Powering
off. There's our friend.
What friend?
Sorry. Interruption by the old battery lady.
Oh.
Anyway.
So I have a clicky till I get my implants in. And so I was trying to decide if I should do the book with my clicky in or take my clicky out.
Yeah.
The risk being when I have my clicky out, I can sound a bit like this on my S's. And that made you laugh. And so you said we have to do a character like who's like Saliva Guy.
Yeah.
So that's saliva where he came guy. From. Saliva Guy.
And then you did that voice and I just sounded like Relic, kind of. Like
yeah.
Relic type guy.
So it's not a knock on people from Newfoundland. As you know, we love them.
It's a guy that lives in...
Happens to live in Newfoundland, has some troubles corralling his tongue, and maybe produces a lot of saliva.
But wants to get out there and see the world.
Yeah. Ontario Science Center. That's where he wants to go. Welcome to 130-something, buds.
137.
Come on.
Dave Stieber.
Just so you know, just so that people have all the information, we're recording this a little bit earlier. First of all, props to us on the Monday drops, consistent every week.
Yeah, we're getting it in there.
Last time was a Hail Mary. As you know, we recorded Sunday night, and T-Bone turned it around and still got it out Monday.
He spun it like just one rip, no sweats.
Now I can't stop doing that. He spun it like gold, like the gold that Canada is winning at the Olympics.
Speaking of the Olympics, eh?
Speaking of the Olympics, but before we speak of the Olympics, speaking of the Olympics, right. We're doing this early because Tim and Arkells, take it from there, I just handed you the baton.
Well, they were on Twitter, and I don't know how it started. It was, I wish we could congratulate them in person or something like that.
Yeah.
The athletes, the Canadian athletes, and then Air Canada said, we can help you out with that. Next thing you know, they're leaving. They leave Wednesday, which will be already last week, and they're I think they're going to be right in the Olympic Village, I guess at the Canada House, performing for the athletes, I think on Sunday night, and then they're back Tuesday.
So I love this for so many reasons. I love it that what was sort of said in jest was taken and run with.
Yeah.
I love it that Air Canada put their money where their mouth is. I love it that the Canadian athletes get an Arkells concert. And I love it that Arkells are like bought enough to be open to going. Yeah. Like there's so much good around this.
Well, think about it. They're just going there. They're getting gear that's there. you know, they're just being bods about the whole thing. Like, they just want to be part of the experience. And yeah, that's classic. That's,
how cool is that?
It really is. That's why those guys are, they're one of the best there is. And now they're really kind of cementing themselves as one of the better bands in the history of Canada.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And I also think just the bodism around their desire to go and getting them there is so cool. And it's also born out of a lot of Canadian athletes suggesting that Arkells has been their, like, training soundtrack. Man, Knocking at the Door has traveled.
I know. If they keep this going for 2-3 more years, it might be they might be getting into the hip categories.
Crazy.
Of, madness. Just in terms of, like, keeping such a huge profile for this amount of time, it's
no amazing. Kidding.
It's been a little while now.
They are so the sole decision of 2018.
They're not little babies anymore. I'll tell you that.
Well, I can't remember if I said this on the pod, but I think the first time I ever met them was at the after party for the first Trailer Park Boys movie.
Oh, wow.
At the Atlantic Film Festival, like a long time ago, and they were babies.
Yeah.
Seriously nice dudes then and nice dudes now. So good for them. So good Tim's times. Probably cutting this on a the plane, flight. Like maybe Toronto to Vancouver.
Yeah.
He's using Olympic Wi-Fi to get this up on Monday, right?
Olympic Wi-Fi. That's right.
It was very fun to revisit Jack and Diane last week.
Yeah.
And I watched a little bit of Jay and Dan from Pyeongchang this morning, and they're on fire. They're having a ball.
I know. They're having a blast.
And really funny, too. Doing really funny bits.
Yeah, they're in the pocket right now.
Yeah, it seems that way. And I'm sure for them, the routine of doing a nightly show, this must be a welcome and refreshing change because they have new inspiration all around them. Mm-hmm. Like even the 7 minutes I watched, they did a bit where their driver gets to ask questions.
Oh, yeah. No, I saw that.
It's wonderful. And it's you learn something and it's cultural and all that great stuff.
It's hardcore Canadianity is what it is.
And Jay was saying he hopes he gets all the network folks are just trying to get home without losing 35 pounds.
Oh, yeah?
Which I think if you read between those lines, you could take to mean that the food's not great.
They're having a tough time trying to get something down.
No kidding.
Well, I don't know. Why don't they find the staple?
Do you think people...
There's great food everywhere. You just got to go look around. I mean, there's... Go... watch it, Anthony Bourdain of South Korea, and figure it out if you don't know.
Yeah,
there's got to be tons of great food.
I'm sure there's tons of great food in South Korea. I am not convinced that given how busy people are that are there to cover it.
Oh, that's,
I don't know if they get the time. So you're at the hotel, you get on a bus, you bus to the venue or the village or whatever. You get on a bus and you go back home. There's probably lineups everywhere. I'm sure eating is like the hardest part of that gig. That's my guess. We should ask them.
You're crushing, you're doing the Mark Masters and crushing Subway every day?
Crushing what every day?
Subway.
Is that what he does?
Yeah, he loves the fast, quick, and easies. I remember talking to him on 1050 at DSN and he just loves, Matt Cause can attest that he's always... and getting the fast food spots instead of trying. Like, I remember he was in, I think he was in Paris for covering.
No.
Yeah. It was like the French Open.
And he's crushing six-inch cold cut combos.
Crushing Subway every day.
What a fascinating character.
Yeah, I know. There should be a doc on him.
But, you know, I get the sense for those guys, and it's the same as guys that work with teams, and it's the same as, you know, our bud Andrew Stokely, who does audio, you know, does Jay's games on the road and stuff. After a while, it doesn't matter what city you're in. I mean, you've said that before.
Yeah, no, it really doesn't.
It doesn't matter what city you're in. You just want to get a sandwich and go to bed.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few spots that are feel completely different, and you kind of enjoy them a little more, but for the most part, because of the, especially now with how you go to the plazas and it's all the same strip malls with all the same stores, every single place, every suburb, every city. It just feels like you're in the same place, driving in the same street the whole time. It really gets to you.
All right, so I've never asked you this question before. What are the handful of places that are the exceptions to that rule? What are the few places that you're like, oh man, well, if I'm there, I have to eat here?
New York.
Is there a restaurant in particular?
Well, I don't even know. There's everything. I mean, even the pizza there is always great. So just food aside, New York, you just feel like you're in New York. Same with London, same with Chicago. You know, even Vancouver has that feeling now. In some Canadian cities, mostly more in the summer.
Yeah. But,
I mean, you feel like, you know, you're in Los Angeles when you're there. That might be a good or a bad thing, depending on the day. But there's certain San Francisco.
Bodine's Bakery, the world's oldest sourdough bread.
Oh, yeah?
They have to actually whack it back once a day.
And then there's, like, the list of quaint places or nice places you feel. But I'm talking about, like, even in all those major places outside of New York, because it's very difficult to not see that landscape consistently when you're driving around. But if you start leaving the main drag in L.A., you start feeling like you're in Samesville with all the same stores and malls and
whatnot. Yeah, big time. It is strip mall culture. And, you know, the best sushi restaurant in town is in a strip mall. Like, it's such a weird...
Yeah, always.
Aside from the climate and the palm trees, I mean, we've said this a lot. But especially as you go inland, as they would say in California, it's certainly not inspired. Its best virtue is the climate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised you would include London on that list. Because London has a well-documented love-hate relationship with quality food.
Well, I'm talking about just when you're there, you feel like you're there. But, yeah, it's a little more difficult to find good food there, and it's expensive. So I'm sure if you know where to go, there's some of the finest restaurants in the world in London. It's just going to cost you probably $1,000 to eat there.
What the devil?
Yeah.
If you could only eat at one restaurant for the rest of your life, what would it be? Is there one restaurant that's very special to you and Lisa?
Not really. No, we don't really. And even Lisa will say the same thing. Like, food, it's sometimes it's really good in places, but there's no one place, and it feels like it's so expensive when it's that good that it's not worth it, in a sense, you know, because all it is generally covered in butter.
Right.
You know, to make it taste a lot better.
Like a tiny little scallop on a piece of lettuce.
Just crushed with butter over and over and
I guess.
Yeah. But what of salad? You know, I think home is fun because you can just be here. But I don't know. I like places that are different, I guess, where you are is different. You know, maybe the view or the climate or the weather. I don't know.
Well, there are restaurants that I love because they have special meaning to Carol and me.
I think I can answer that, though. So just in terms of the place would be probably the Paia Fish Market in Paia in Maui. Just because of that restaurant. Everything that you get there is caught hours before. And it's the best. The blackened ahi sandwich is the best thing in the world. So.
And I guess part and parcel with that is if you're eating that blackened ahi sandwich, life is pretty good.
Cajun ahi sandwich, crush it. Get in there.
What'd that set you back? Do you remember?
It's the coleslaw. They put this coleslaw on it. I tell you what.
Wait a sec. There's coleslaw in the sandwich?
Yeah, but it goes with the fish so well that it's almost worth the plane ticket to go get one.
See, we went to a place for breakfast yesterday called Roby Street Station in Halifax, and the restaurant's awesome, and the breakfast is unbelievable. And Carol got a fried chicken sandwich, and it had coleslaw in the fried chicken.
Ooh.
And she said, I don't know if you would like it because of the coleslaw, but it sounded really good the way she described it, and it looked really good.
Well, this is like, it's not hot, it's like cold coleslaw they put as a topping on the burger.
How many times could I say cold slaw before you corrected me?
Did you say coleslaw?
I said coleslaw, but just to hear you say cold coleslaw made me think, I wonder if anyone in the world thinks it's called coleslaw.
Who does?
I don't know.
Like the guy that thought it was, I was in a movie theater with this guy. I might have told the story, and he was mouthing or singing the needle and the damage done to himself.
Where was that?
Instead of milk blood to keep from running out, that line, he said milk duds.
Oh my gosh.
Milk duds.
Freudian slip, or he actually didn't know it?
No, that's what he thought it was.
I like supposedly, because it's always said with such arrogance. I mean, supposedly, we'll see.
Alert.
Anna's here again.
What the?
Anna's home from school.
Tell her to throw out an alert, and we'll take a break.
Okay. Alert.
A louder one. Come on, give it some feeling.
Alert.
And I'll say Anna's homesick because she has a little tummy problem.
Aww.
A little gastro-infectional whatnot.
Dang.
Yeah, she's been kind of throwing up a lot, and it's been awful.
So, no fun at all.
Yeah, she slept in, but she's going to get better quick, right? All right. Okay, let's take a break, bots.
Peace.
This episode of Tech and Tones is brought to you in part by Chipotle. Chipotle, chips and quick, tacos, and enchiladas. We'll be right back.
Well, hello, everybody. This is your favorite host, Reverb Guy. And it's the show, What Are You, with Donovan Newcastle Kent. Hi, Donovan. How are you today?
What a question. I'm the exact same as always.
Well, you look fabulous. Would you like to just get right into the game, or do you have anything to say off the top? It's your show.
It's flattering. First of all, thanks to all the viewers that watch from home. What Are You has become a national pastime, hasn't it?
It sure has.
So to review then, you're going to play a clip, and I have to guess, what are you?
Absolutely. That's the game. What are you? And I will ask you a question. And this week's category is animals.
Animals.
So you're going to have to guess which animal that you hear the sound that I press this button right here. You ready for the first one, Donovan?
Quick story. Do you know who loves animals? The Queen.
Oh, she does.
She has dogs, yeah? She has several dogs. And sometimes when she's going away, they'll stay at my flat.
Well, that's fabulous. Are you ready for your first clue?
One time, one of her dogs got into a baggie of gunk that someone left over at a party.
Well, that's unfortunate, Donovan. Okay, here we go.
You should see a dog on gunk. It's like...
Listen.
It breathes so fast, yeah? Dog on gunk.
Donovan, can you not hear the clue?
Sorry, play again, yeah? What are you? Let me see. What are you? Are you a monkey?
Oh my goodness, you got it correct, Donovan!
I got it right, yeah? What are you? You're a monkey!
You really got it! You got that correct. Okay, you ready for the next clue?
What are you?
Here's the next, what are you?
Thanks, Reverb Guy.
Your clue is they sleep upside down.
What's so... It's so quiet. Is it a sloth?
I'm sorry, it's not a sloth.
Oh, is it a bat? Is it a bat?
It is a bat.
But it's sleeping upside down, yeah? It's a bat on gunk. One time, I was renting a castle to record an album. Can't remember with who. Yes, I can. The Stones. And there was a bat. And it found a baggie full of gunk. And if you've never seen a bat on gunk, you wouldn't believe it.
That's quite a story. Okay, we have our next part of the game. Are you ready, Donovan?
Yes, of course. I was born ready.
Okay, now, you have to stand up for this question.
Okay, standing up.
How many pack are in a normal size pack of wolves? 3, 7, or any?
What are you?
What are you?
What are you? Pack of wolves. 3 seems too so small to be a pack. What was the other number? 6. I've got my answer. I want to say any.
You're right. You got it correct.
Any number of wolves can be in a pack. Yes, of course.
Nice job. Okay, here's your second animal.
You should have seen after the video for Hungry Like a Wolf with Duran Duran or Duran.
Your third clue.
Duran Duran was all on Gap. They were like a pack of wolves, hungry like a wolf, yeah?
You're missing the clue.
Well, that's easy. It's a pelican. What are you? Is that a pelican? Is that a pelican?
I'm sorry. It's not a pelican.
How many buttons are you currently pressing? You've got audience applause, you've got gasps,
okay.
You've got the animal clue, and you've got music, and you've got reverb guy. I can't even guess the animal. What is
Dick,
it?
Dick, I'm taking... Look on the stage, Donovan.
That's a penguin.
Do you... No.
No, it's not. Me underneath my glasses. What is it?
Underneath the black curtain.
Oh, for heaven's sake, it's a... It's a koala.
No, it's not. Is it A, a minotaur, B, a sausage, or C, a wild boar?
Have you got a minute or two for a story?
You got it right!
It's a minotaur.
It's a minotaur. Nice job. And you're so funny.
There's so many sound effects going on at once. It's hard to comprehend.
Okay. Are you ready for this song?
Yes. Is it time for a phone-a-friend?
Yes.
Okay, what are you? What's the question then?
What is this sound right here?
I want to call a friend. I have a guess. Is it someone who's gaseous after an all-you-can-eat buffet? Is it someone who's eaten too much General Gow's chicken?
It's a humpback whale!
Oh, I was so close, after all.
Okay, there's your last question.
Perhaps I'll call a friend on this one. Let's see, what are you?
Can you guess this one?
Is it Doug Ford's insides after eating at Arby's? No, I've gotten it wrong. I'd like to phone a friend if I could.
Go ahead.
Randy Bachman, you're on the line. Can you help me out? Listen to this and tell me, what are you, Randy Bachman?
Sounds like a herd of sheep.
Is that a herd of sheep, Reverb Guy?
You got it correct. Your phone a friend
Randy
is right.
Bachman.
Nice job.
Well done, Randy Bachman. Well done, like the steak that I like to eat on the barbecue.
Okay, we have our last question.
I thought it was the last one.
No, we have the final bonus round question. Here it comes.
The worst show in the history of TV, this show.
Listen.
Yeah.
Do you have an answer?
Is it Fergie singing the national anthem at the NBA All-Star game?
No, that's a walrus.
I thought it was a drum roll. Sorry, what's the bell? Is that for the right answer? How many hands do you have, Reverb Guy? Must be hard to do it all at one time. Is it a chainsaw? Okay.
Okay, that's the end of the game.
What are you as a game show? It's a great idea. What are you?
Oh, what are you?
I like when Donovan gets a little bit silly. Donovan and Reverb Guy's a good pairing. Wait a sec, I feel like they've met before, haven't they? Didn't
yeah,
Reverb Guy come in for an interview at Donovan's thing?
Remember, this is their first production together because remember he met him for the interview?
Wow.
Yeah.
A Donovan Newcastle on Kent production.
Yeah, I love that we finally gave him a last name.
And it's so fitting that it would be he would be the only guest on the show every time.
I was this remember last week I got a Disturbed song for the
For the skeleton?
The skeleton and then this Sound of Silence. I got that one too by mistake.
Yeah, it was a twofer.
And I start listening to it. Okay, I just did this thing where it's like he's singing it. The guy, the Disturbed guy. It's all the classic, all slow, mellow version, right?
Yeah.
But I did a thing where I put every 30 seconds ahead his voice just to see, because it just gets louder and louder until he's screaming. Like, he gets to, like, Super Y by the last chord. Okay, here he goes. Like, I think I'd really like to see the fans just, like... getting eaten alive by this, by they're taking, crying, because they're so into it. Okay, so let's go to the, like, 30 seconds later, right? Okay, here we go. Oh, they've added the cello. He's getting added a new bass to his voice. Okay, and now here we're 30 seconds.
I mean, so far, this could be a crash test jam.
Here, 30 seconds. He's at the Josh Groban level?
Yeah, they're at Grobesy now.
Okay.
David Foster has a Grobesy setting.
And then let's go 30.
What? It's actually Sound of Silence.
Yeah.
Where they're in the sound.
And he starts all quiet by the end. He's like screaming his head off.
What? Nobody wants that song shouted at them.
And in the naked light I saw. Imagine him. He's like the girlfriend up on the third floor, the 10th floor of the building.
10,000 people, maybe more. What is that? That is Disturbed?
Yeah.
I mean, here's what I can get behind. I can get behind a slow build. I can get behind a cello. I can get behind emotion. But turning that into, what was the band with the hard rock guitar player and the lady singer, Evanescence?
Yeah.
Like turning it into that, there's no need of that. There's no need of that. Stop covering perfect songs.
And then just doing slower versions. Broken down.
No, never. Don't do that.
I know.
Did you guys ever do covers?
Lots of covers. Tons.
Like what?
Tons. Lots of Beatles covers. Even the Cars.
Really?
Yeah.
Which Cars tune? Tonight She Comes?
Drive.
Come on.
Dear Prudence by the Beatles was a good one. Tomorrow Never Knows.
So you would do that in shows?
Yeah. It's always fun.
Drive is a great jam. Drive is a great jam. Drive by REM and Drive by The Cars. Both great jams.
Both great jams. I'd say, yeah. The Cars are underrated, man. Like, they had so many incredible songs. Like, it's one of those bands you could listen to. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my, like, an hour, 2 hours straight of hit songs.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Amazing. Would you say REM? Well, you were in an Are We Them cover
band. Are We Them? Yeah, no, I loved them, yeah.
But do you
yeah.
think they were underrated, overrated, or just rated?
Well.
What?
I think they're, no, they played arenas. They were big everywhere. I think they were legit. They got legitimized to their
maybe
cred.
You did, maybe you walked, maybe you rocked around
the clock. Around the clock, 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 clock. Tick, tick, tick.
Maybe I ride, maybe you walk. He has that break in his voice.
Yeah.
Break in the
He's getting vibrato. Passed around the folks. What?
He has the break in his voice and he has the vibrato.
Remember Mash Pits?
No.
If you're in Chicago, Mash Pit. I remember a guy said, it's a nice Mash Pit you had tonight.
Mash Pit.
Mosh Pit. Remember Mosh Pits?
Yeah, of course.
Did you ever go in the Mosh Pits?
No. What, at a Hornsby show? Where am I going in a Mosh Imagine. Pit?
I was in a Mosh
at Pit. At an air supply show?
Fishbone at Lollapalooza. That was pretty intense.
Like, were dudes getting thrown at your head?
I was getting passed around up top. And then I was in this, like, sick, sweet, disgusting, sweaty, like, thing where you're just everything's squished against you, everybody's there, so it's just this weird experience that was. I'm glad it's over.
Did anyone sneaky grab your horn?
It was cool when everybody was just kind of passing people around, but then when they started twisting and doing a circle where it's like everybody in the crowd is constantly moving in a circle, too much.
Weird.
And Fishbone said that they would do that song Learn to Swim, and that was the whole thing. They wanted to create this like body of water amongst, you know, 40,000 people. Everybody twisting.
So, first of all, were you drinking?
No. I was just a kid. I think I was like 18, 17, 18.
And did people 17? Have their hands on your turd cutter?
No. You just get, it's too, everybody's too close and your arms are all up in the air. Or you can't even really get your arms down sometimes because you're just squished. It's probably scary if you're not, like, relaxed. Not a good move for people who can't deal with claustrophobic scenes.
Although, in a way, you're out of the crowd, which might be better.
Swim, I think, was that jam, but it was nuts. It was craziest. That was not a good idea to go in. I've been in with Alice in Chains. I was in that pit and then, like, Primus.
And then how do you get down? Like, okay, guys, this is fun. Can I get down?
No, you just hopefully get past to the back of the crowd. Then you can get off.
Right.
Peter Gabriel, I think, is the one who invented that.
The mosh pit? He used
to get passed around on top of the people, like way over the crowd and back, just as like a sign of like solidarity and bodhism, I guess.
So he would get passed around?
Yeah. Like, gently across over the whole crowd of people and back, just singing a song.
I would pass him around.
Sure. It was great. And then that turned into, like, everybody wanted to do it. And then it got nuts.
I'd pass Peter Gabriel around. Sure, I would. Sure. I would. I like when people
did
like
you grab Michael his Stipe twig and berries?
Such recognizable vocal qualities.
Go somebody on pokes Street him in the butt. Oi! When he's singing. In your eyes. Oi!
Oi! Careful. How about when Michael Stipe goes on Sesame Street? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V. You can make anything sound heartbreaking.
That would be good.
Mary had a little lamb. Oh, little lamb. Little lamb.
Michael Stipe goes to the alphabet skis.
Michael Stipe is poet and prophet and all those things. Kind of a weird cat, right? Did you ever cross paths with them?
I saw him a couple times in, like, diner. He'd always be at, like, the Standard Diner late at night hanging out.
Whoa.
After getting banged up.
Really?
No, me getting banged up. I would hang out there to grab something to eat.
And you're like, who's that in the corner?
Oh, I was like, there's Michael the Stipeski over there? Is that yeah. Stiper's Island?
This is me in the corner.
Is that the Stipe show?
Well, I told you about my favorite pitch for a detective show
ever.
Is
that the White Stipes?
Stipes plays a detective.
Is that Wesley Stipes?
That's me in the corner. All right. Let's take a break, bud.
Really?
Yeah. It's time. Would you believe that?
But give me more. One more. What are you?
What are you? Hey, answer this question. It's a yes or no question.
What?
Answer this question, yes or no.
Okay.
Are Virtue and Moyer, no, have they ever?
What?
You know.
Who?
Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer.
I don't know. I don't know enough about
them. It's a yes or no question. Have they
ever? Sure. Why not?
That's not yes or no.
Are they married?
No.
Then, I don't know, maybe. Probably.
Come on, some training sure, facility, yeah, some they cold did. Night. It didn't go as well as it
100%.
Planned. Someone fell.
I said 100% already.
All right.
Guaranteed.
Be right back, buds.
Cocktail, please.
Hello.
It's the top five go-to-your-room jams.
Yeah.
Five different scenarios that will all end with someone saying, go to your room.
Like, that's it.
So does this limit it to just children? Or I suppose there could be a situation in which an adult couple was like, you know what? You need to just go to your room and cool off.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
So or let's like, start you know, in kind of obvious
you town. Know what, though? What? This day and age, there's a lot of adult kids living at home.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean?
Oh, right.
Like the Joe and Gino could be living at home still.
Yeah, boomerangers, we call them.
And you know, when they say go to your room, you still got to go to your room.
The boomerang generation, they go out in the world, but they always come back.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay, so let's do this first one then.
All right, so the first one, let's start in kind of plausible town.
Okay.
So I'll be a boy, and I'm getting a little lippy, and you're the mom, and you tell me to go to my room.
Okay.
And when I go to the room, I'm going to turn on a jam that you're going to play.
Okay, we're just out. Are we out?
No, we have to be in the house. We're going to our room.
That's right. That's right. What's your name?
Scent.
Like Scent a gift?
Like T-H-E-N-T.
Fent? Okay.
I guess I'm getting sent to my room.
Okay, all right. And I just make up what you did in the yelling.
Yes.
Okay. Fent!
What, Mom? Jesus.
You took all the pictures with the old Polaroid camera.
So what? I was doing a project for school.
It's of your butt!
It doesn't matter. The project
matter.
Is called No Ifs, Ands, or Buts. It's supposed to be funny. God damn it, Mom.
Gonna be funny? What's funny about us losing up all those... We have no more space. You know how much those cost to get film?
What's funny is your face. I can't believe you're not supporting me in school. I'm just trying to do my goddamn project. For hell's sake. Damn it.
God damn it! I'll get go to your room, Fent!
Ugh. Fine. I just don't understand. I'm just trying to do my schoolwork. My mom's acting like such an ass face. Nothing like a little sea heart to talk me down off the ledge. Falling in love with you. So cool how he does that vibrato. Would that be? Oh, say I can't wait till the spring talent show when I do Corey Hart and blow everyone else away, including my stupid mom who I'm not even inviting.
Turn that crack down!
Shut your face, Mom! Okay, that feels like a pretty good start.
Slowly to the sea, balance so it goes. Some lands were meant to be.
What if he said like Corey Hart and he's saying, when he's saying he wants to do the king?
Sent.
Want to do the king?
Sent was sent to his room. All right, scenario two, you get to be the bad kid.
Oh, yay.
Donald.
I'm Donald?
Yeah, and I'm Dad.
Okay. Okay, Dad.
Donald, have a seat.
Yeah.
I'm going to make this brief because I wasn't born yesterday. You think you can top up my Glenfiddich with tap water and I'm not going to notice? Do you know how embarrassing it was for me to have a client over here for a cocktail? I draw a roaring fire. We settle in leather wingback chairs. I pull out my famous closing move. Do you want two fingers of Glenfiddich? And do you know what he did? He said, this tastes like tap water. Oh, you think this is funny?
Yeah.
Breathe on my nose right now. Breathe on my nose. You have Glenfiddich breath.
Yeah.
Go to your room.
It was good, too.
Go to your room. Three words. Go to your room.
All right. Sick and tired of this whole scene, man. Your dad's an ass face.
Turn it down, Donald. One thing I can do to
make myself feel better, that's listening to Slim Shady.
Isn't my favorite. Trying to hit the post.
I'm also gonna do some running. Get on this treadmill here on the bedroom.
Why did we ever give that kid a treadmill in his room, Marjorie?
One shot.
Yeah.
All he does
screw
is
off, Dad!
Eminem song and listen to it over and over and over again.
Screw off, Dad!
I can hear you, Donald!
My dad sucks!
You will never be a fraction as cool as Slim Shady.
Putting on this hoodie, man. My dad sucks! You suck, Dad!
I can hear you, and no, I do not suck, sir. Why don't you suck your way into your own apartment, Donald?
I should punch him. I want to push him down. Get out of my face, old man!
You don't even know the words, Donald.
Shut up, Dad!
Yet another testament to your lack of work ethic. How many kids, maybe not now, but how many kids used to fire up that song when they were red hot?
It's so ridiculous, so funny. I can see it.
That's like blasting one. That to send a strong message that you are not to be messed with, sir.
Yeah, now you're going to get it.
Okay, so how about I'm a teenage boy and I've been broken up with and I've been moping around for days.
Okay.
And you want the parent, played by you, is finally like, you need to get it together.
Yeah, and what's your name? Karis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the Canadian Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences? Karis?
Yeah.
Was I named after the Canadian Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences?
Yeah, because the guy's one of those masks with the afro and the glasses. It always shows up at the CBC.
Aww.
At the awards, always.
His dad's a composer?
No, he's like some executive producer guy.
Aww.
Karis Larius.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Karis!
What, Dad?
Karis, you're driving me crazy just moping around this whole house. What's the matter with you?
I'm sorry, I'm just being, okay? I'm just sitting in a sad moment and dealing with something really important that happened to me, and I could use a little understanding, I guess.
You realize that just thinking about something so negative is only going to make it worse.
How is it negative, Dad? I lost maybe the only thing in my life that ever even mattered to me, even at all. And you're treating it like it's some frozen turd in the park.
This is the way I see it, Karis.
Oh, here we go again. Thank you, Uncle Lecture.
Excuse me, sit down for 1 second and listen to me.
What is it?
You'll find that sometimes in life, you'll fall in love with somebody, and that other person or you might fall out of love.
Oh, thanks, Tips. What does Hallmark pay for writing those garbage cards anyway?
My point is, Karis.
My point is, you don't understand what this feels like
deep inside me.
My point is, leave me alone.
Listen, my point is,
No, my if point she is, doesn't, my point is, it's always your point. What about my point?
If she doesn't love you anymore, why bother?
Who You're cares? Really helping, Dad. You're right. Why bother?
I'm sick and tired of telling you how I'm trying to help you in your life. I'm sick and tired
of you judging my journey like some curly-haired mask.
Curly hair. Okay, that's it. Go to your room.
Fine. I'll get some peace and quiet in there anyway. It's just... Every time I think of Elizabeth, I just get to thinking about our song and all the special times that we had. I remember when we went on bracelet day to the exhibition, she slammed a whoopie pie in my face when I wasn't looking. And even though I had to throw out a contact, it didn't even matter because it was disposable and I could see out of the other eye just fine. That was the thing about it with Elizabeth. We always just made the best of it, you know?
Turn off that American music! He has to disobey the CanCon laws just to make me angry.
And then she went and washed my best friend's bird behind my back, even though I knew full well what was going on, because I wasn't really asleep, guys. But at the same time, when I see her smile, it's like a ray of light. It's like I can do anything.
Turn off that hair rock!
You know what? Maybe you wouldn't understand that sometimes there are songs that explain how you're feeling deep inside you. I know you work in music, which is really surprising for an emotional robot. God damn it! This is bad English. I mean, the name of the band is bad English. I always thought it was Alias. Whatever. Quit trying to distract yourself. Elizabeth, I just miss you is all.
Son? Son?
Yes?
Can we talk? Can we talk?
Yeah, just let me turn off this music and give you a verbal cue that it's time to stop the track. Thank you. What is it?
You're such a pain in the ass. Why don't you ever listen to me?
You know what? Sometimes the love that's the hardest to give is the most important, Dad. Can't you see I'm pushing you away, but really I'm pulling you towards me? Man, how did I ever get born? If you lack such basic understanding of human emotion, it's like, what did Mom even do? Like a favor? Hey, like how?
Get back into your room.
Go back to my room?
Yes.
Oh. I know what he's thinking. That it was cold there in his shadow. Never have sunlight on his face. He was content to let me shine. Yeah, right. It must have been cold there. Bet gets me. Bet Midler understands.
You couldn't pick Sarah McLachlan, eh? You were
content to let me shine. That's your way. Hey, Dad.
What?
What do you think of this chord progression? 4.
A hit's a hit, son. It's pretty good.
It's not bad, right?
Yeah, it's pretty damn good.
Well, guess what? Surprise, I recorded this version of Wind Beneath My Wings at a karaoke booth last weekend with my friends.
What?
The night Elizabeth dumped me, and this is my version of it.
This is you, son?
Yeah, it's me singing.
This is you, Karis?
Yeah, it's me singing. Can you believe that?
I had no idea you had such a gift.
Dad, did you ever know that you're my hero?
I didn't.
Well, you are. You're everything I wish I could be.
That makes me feel so good, son. That
you know what?
Maybe
I always said I could fly higher than an eagle.
Would you get a perm, son?
No, not gonna happen. But you're still the wind beneath my wings, Dad. You really are.
Well, that just makes me feel fantastic, son.
Now, can you get the F out of my room?
Gladly.
There's a lot to unpack there. Meanwhile, think about Timbone on a flight from Vancouver to God knows where. They have to change planes.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll be tall by Korean terms, won't he?
Well, they're all there's a, what, Max is tall, Tim's tall, Nick is very tall. Mike is the only kind of regular guy, and Tony are more regular guy.
Yeah. That Tony can play a piano, though. I'll tell you that for free.
He sure damn can. He can play lots of things. He's quite a talented mask.
He's a hyphenate, multi-instrumentalist, as it were.
He really ties the glue together.
Do we have one more jam?
Didn't we do five, or is there another one?
I felt like
we did. Oh, no, there's one more.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. We got it.
So I'm going to send you to your room.
Send me to my room. Let's do it.
Okay. Michael?
Yeah?
I know you're 37 years old.
So?
So I know I'm going to talk to you like an adult. This is a new approach your mother and I were discussing. I'm going to talk to you like you're an adult.
Yeah?
We could not be happier that you moved home with us, really. We're absolutely delighted to have you back under our roof. But one thing that hasn't changed since you moved out 6 weeks ago is that while you're under our roof, you have to live by our rules. Am I even making sense?
Haven't I been living under your rules the whole time?
Well, part of that is true. You've been living under our roof, but you haven't been living under our rules. And that is one of the things that I guess your mother and I drew straws. I got the short one, so I am going to talk to you about.
That's what the manager said to me at Tim Hortons when I got fired.
Well, exactly. And, you know, these are the kind of life lessons that can serve you in life, but also in work, and also in relationships, and also in other things.
But I did the work.
You did some of the work, and for that I'm happy, but you didn't do most of the work, and I guess that's what...
Look, you know, I finished this video game.
One of the things is you listening.
I finished this video game.
So
that took like 25 hours.
You know, and that let's start with that. That's a very positive
thing. Yeah, and like that's hand-eye.
Yeah.
And like I ate a bunch of... I didn't drink a lot of water, but I ate a lot of sugar too, so I felt like I did it faster.
And that's great. So if you imagine, you know, a Reese's peanut butter cup, how life is the chocolate and the peanut butter. Let's use that for a moment as a...
That's yummy.
Yeah. The video game is your peanut butter. And it's important to have that. You need that in your life. But you also need the chocolate. And let's say in this case...
I'm going to the kitchen to get some peanut butter sandwich.
Let's say in this case the chocolate is...
Peanut butter sandwich.
Friends and a job and a life and money and some semblance of responsibility and...
I like peanut butter sandwiches.
And plans.
They're pretty good, I tell you.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, I'm going to get a job tomorrow, too, you know.
Where?
Starbucks.
Michael. Your mother and I are so proud of you. We really are. And we're happy to have you back under our roof.
Could you get me back the job in the arena again?
Yeah. You know what, buddy? It's great that you're here and that your wife and three kids are also under our roof. That is great. We love getting to see our grandchildren all the time. But I guess we're just wondering, like, what is the plan? Like, while you're here...
I have a plan. You know my plan. I've been trying to design the perfect rubber boot, and I know I'm going to get it soon, and it's going to be the best rubber boots.
Michael, I feel like you're not hearing me, and like maybe you need a cooling off period, or maybe I do. But in any event, I think it's best if you just go to your room. Just take your peanut butter sandwich and go back to your room. I don't know how it went, Helen. He put on sailing. That's usually a good sign.
I don't know why he put me in here, but this is a good peanut butter sandwich. This song always makes me want to sleep.
Every song makes him want to sleep, though.
I look at the picture in the album, at the pink flamingo, and then the back inside with the bald guy. And I think this guy's pretty stupid looking, and he's done all right, so I got a chance.
Helen, did you ever imagine at this stage in our lives we'd be hovering outside our 37-year-old son's room, eavesdropping for information on what he's doing? I just sent our almost 40-year-old son to his room so he could listen to Christopher Cross sailing.
I guess I could make it. I just need to kind of get out of here. I thought I could last time, but I didn't have enough best fare to get out of the... Get out of the province.
Who's he talking to? Is his wife in there? Or is his wife and the kids in there? Is Trina in there with the kids?
Once I get that money for like the job that pays a lot, then I'll get my family back. And on the new family that I have, there's we'll all be family. Living happy, man. Just like family. The song.
Helen, do you know what we should do? We should just back away from this house, cut our losses, leave the keys, take the car. We'll get a condo in Key Biscayne. Let's just start again. Oh my gosh.
Fill in his faces.
Back away.
Do you know what the truth is, Tags? I'm kind of pulling for Michael. I want things to go well for Michael. I want him to get back on his feet. We all know a few Michaels in our lives, right, bud?
Yeah, we sure do.
Should we let sailing take us out?
Why not?
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to episode 137 of Taggart and Torrance. Let's let Christopher Cross do the talking. I'm Jonathan Torrance for Jeremy Taggart and all of us, buds. We'll see you next week. Gang of the Dukan, Jubon Bounce, Dundu, 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 Dundu,